Hey, it's Mike Matthews, the host of the longest-running self-produced daily podcast on planet Earth by a guy named Mike in the land of Maritopka. Here at Cafe Anyway in Podcaster Valley, it's Mike's Daily Podcast, FFF, episode 3152. I'm in a valley. I ain't in a canyon, although I'm kind of near a couple canyons in the Bay Area. Let's see. There's, what do they call it? No, that's Diablo Valley. There's the canyon of the gods. No, that's someplace else. I think that's in Colorado. But there's something called Kings Canyon in California. They recorded last year over 700,000 visits, making it the seventh most visited canyon in the entire U.S. California has that distinction at being number seven. So why the fascination with canyons? America's canyons. Oh yeah, there is America Canyon up in to the south of Napa, just north of Vallejo. Okay, I've been there, not recently. It's too hot these days. But yeah, I remember there being a really cool brewery up there. I think it closed. Napa Brewery? Is that still open? No. No, I just did a quick Google search. It's gone. Hey, we're going to talk about Google and other interesting things to other big tech peoples. What's going on with them and all that in this podcast. So, hey, yeah, I'm going to inform you with all kinds of fascinating wow stuff. But America's Canyon attracts millions. America's canyons attract millions of visitors every year while supporting local businesses and offering adventure for every type of traveler. A tour expert says safety is crucial, though, when visiting the popular canyons, as you know, especially during periods. It's sad that a lot of people die because of that, with the overexertion, dehydration. The tour provider Antelope Canyon analyzed data from the National Park Service to reveal the most popular canyons in the U.S., ranked by total visitors last year, and the findings show which canyons attract the largest crowds and illustrate broader trends in outdoor recreation. People are enjoying and they like the appeal of nature-based travel. So let's look at the top five. The fifth biggest one, now we mentioned at number seven, is Kings Canyon in California. That's the only California canyon that's at the top of this list, because at number six is Little River Canyon. That's in Alabama. Hey, I never went there when I was living in that particular state for 2 years. Above that at number five is Utah's Canyonlands National Park. The other canyon at number four, Arizona Canyon de Chelly National Monument. Then Bryce Canyon's at number three in Utah. Number two, Glen Canyon, the National Recreation Area in Utah. And number one is, of course, the Grand Canyon, which had part of it shut down for quite a while. If it's still shut down by the time you listen to this because of that fire. And it's in Arizona, as you know. It has a total of 4,940,173 visitors every year, almost 5 million visitors a year. One place I visited somewhat recently, when did we last go to Pescadero Beach? It's a beautiful spot. They got a radio station too, like a tiny radio station broadcasting out of a little trailer that you can hear all kinds of eclectic music. Well, if you go just north of Pescadero, there's San Gregorio State Beach. I think we bought a pumpkin from there about 3 years ago. I posted a podcast picture from there. Lots of pumpkin patches along there between San Gregorio Beach and just up north of there. Oh, no, maybe it was Bob's Vegetable Stand and Pumpkin Farm somewhere in that, or McNee Ranch. And then you get to Half Moon Bay. But San Gregorio State Beach, right there on the Pacific Ocean here in California, is, according to Tide Chart, the tide forecasting platform, the cleanest beach in America. California swept the ratings for cleanest beaches in America. I know. I was at Pacifica recently, in this one beach that people I thought didn't go to too often, but there was some trash. I actually picked it up that someone had left behind, like a Starbucks cup. Ugh, probably had one of those dang pumpkin lattes and other stuff just laying around. I picked it up. Even though the trash can, you had to climb a cliff basically to get down to this beach. So I had to climb the cliff with all this trash. And then the trash can at the top of the cliff was full, so I had to shove it in there. So they could do a little bit better there in Pacifica. Sorry, guys. But it starts with all of us picking up after ourselves, leaving no trace. But California swept the rankings, taking all 10 spots at the cleanest beaches list, with San Gregorio State Beach's near pristine water quality taking the lead. It is about in the middle between Pescadero and Half Moon Bay. You got to drive south from Half Moon Bay to get to it in the Bay Area. Then Orange County and San Diego County dominate, together securing 9 of the top 10 places of cleanest beaches in America. The study also shows the nation's 5 dirtiest shores are in California, with Tijuana Slough National Wild Refuge testing at nearly 5 times above safe limits. Let's see, a new analysis looked at 15 months of Environmental Protection Agency testing. The agency uses a measure called most probable number to estimate how many organisms are present in 100 milliliters of water. And they show a complete clean sweep in California. Every one of the nation's top 10 beaches for water quality sit along the state's coast here in California. San Gregorio State Beach is in San Mateo County, as is Half Moon Bay, came out at top, posting bacteria levels so low they couldn't even be measured. For swimmers, it means some of the cleanest water in the county. It's usually praised for its cliffs there at San Gregorio, and it's got a quiet shoreline. And I don't even know if you can swim there at the shores, kind of. I guess there's a little beach there. I would imagine, though, there's a lot of rocks near there, too. There's some rocky coastline, jagged coastline, which may also help with churning the water and keeping the bacteria low. But Orange County wasn't far behind. Dana Point and Aliso County Beach tied for second place. Been to Dana Point. That is a beautiful beach. Both logging pretty low levels of bacteria. Families head to Dana Point for the harbor, while Aliso's tide pools and surf breaks attract a different crowd. Both now rank among the cleanest in the nation. The top 3 most bacteria-polluted beaches were at number 1, as mentioned, Tijuana Slough National Wildlife Refuge in San Diego. Then just below that, Borderfield State Park in San Diego. And then up in San Francisco, the Elias Creek Channel also doesn't do too well as far as bacteria contamination. Not much bacteria contamination, I'm happy to say, at Cafe anyway. I am visiting with you the fantastic Cafe anyway, and we're going to get into something called internet etiquette in a little bit too, because there's some obvious violations in internet etiquette that I've noticed lately. So stick around for that as I open the door for you. Oh, and we'll also get a visit from Benita the Rodeo Queen, the disgruntled fiddle player, and the brewmaster. So all that is on its way as we walk into Cafe Anyway after you.
Cafe Anyway.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
Episode 3152, and Mike Matthews, how are yous?
Mike's Daily Podcast.
Welcome to Podcastro Valley and Cafe Anyway. That's the place where this show podcasts from. It's got its place if you have a taste for podcasts made in haste. This is what you got. And I have come to the end of that rhyme. Paste.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
Paste. Toothpaste. All right, I had to say toothpaste at the end of that.
Mike's.
Gotta use it.
Daily.
They tell us to.
Podcast.
We do it, and our teeth magically don't fall out of our faces if we do brush our teeth. Thank you, dentist, for telling us what to do. Although, I'm finding a lot of dentists these days want a little more money. Hey, why don't you pay for this now and that and this, and I'm a little bit worried about this, so get this done and that done. And then, what? I mean, I guess it's not a new thing. I remember something like 20, 25 years ago, I did not even have the correct insurance, and they were trying to... I got to pay for all this out of pocket. What's going on? Oh, and you need this and this and this. And they weren't the best dentist. And then I went to Alabama. And for some reason, I had a fantastic dentist. One of the best dentists I ever had. That went well. But then the job that I was working at that was helping to subsidize, you know, with the insurance, the company insurance and all that, that went away. So then I was paying out of pocket again. And then they got a little more. It's always when you don't have the money, they want more done. They want you to pay for more things. I don't understand how that happens. But my current dentist, I just say, okay, all right, that's great. Thank you. Thanks for the suggestion. Oh, yeah, I should get on that. Thanks. And maybe they're the one that's going to laugh when everything goes sideways, but hopefully not.
And here's today's podcast picture.
But definitely... brush and floss every day. Some people do the 2-3 times a day thing. I'm not that crazy, but hey, maybe that's good crazy. And sometimes crazy's all I got. Or is that what? No, right now crazy's all we got. That was some action movie type thing. Comment, quote. What? Oh, now I have to. I forgot what the podcast picture was. I got all distracted with all that amazing explanatory type speech narration. And it'll probably be from my wonderful trip over to Pacifica. No, how about Rocky the Cat? No, Patches the Cat. There, we figured it out. It's the amazing Patches the Cat who adopted us about 4 years ago now. The late, great Basil the Boxer probably even met Patches the Cat at one point and barked at him and scared him out of the backyard. But then he got a little more friendly when, sadly, Basil passed away and... then he, but you know, very skittish because he's a feral cat, so you can't pick him up, but you can pet him. He lets you pet him, and he's a pretty cool cat, I must say, with his interesting, he's got the, we call him Patches for a reason, little blotches of black and white all over him. See the picture of the great Patches the Cat at mikesdailypodcast.com is what I'm trying to tell you. Now, Tesla, meanwhile, their shares have fallen. Let's see. They reported a second straight quarter of plunging auto sales. This was about a month ago. The electric vehicle maker reported a top and a bottom line miss. Automotive revenue fell 16% year over year. So from a year ago, they've dropped 16% down to $16.7 billion. And Elon said that Tesla probably could have a few rough quarters ahead. And this
now that's legit.
That might be the reason why we haven't seen so much Elon these days. Unless you're on X and then he's always posting something because he owns it now. And he's always got a comment on something. But it probably could have a few rough quarters ahead as a result of the expiration of federal electric vehicle tax credits. Thanks to his buddy Trump. Tesla has been facing, I say that facetiously because they have an on and off again relationship of being nice and being at each other's throats. But Tesla has been facing rising competition in key markets like China and Europe, especially from the lower cost Chinese EV players. We forget that China has a lot of electric vehicle makers, and that is causing some serious competition. Tesla plans to launch robo-taxis in the Bay Area with a person in the driver's seat, unlike the Waymo cars that got nobody in them. Tesla shares are down. They were down about 18%. And I don't know what the current, when you listen to this, if they've gone up or down. But some investors have urged the billionaire to step away from politics, which he pretty much has done for the second, for the moment.
I can't believe, what the hell is this place anyway?
Cafe anyway. But you know, he's going to be back into it. For fear that his involvement is hurting Tesla's brand and sales, That's where we are, cafe anyway. The company started, oh, and they got their Tesla diner. That got big news recently. The company started limited production of the more affordable model in June of this year, expects to ramp that up in the second half of this year. Still, the outlook remains murky as Tesla does not provide any official guidance. They didn't do that with the earnings, and, you know, companies need to do the guidance thing in order for people to, I guess, follow with their guidance. Mm-hmm. Let's see. A hacker in other Tesla news. Hackers showed Tesla lied. Court awards $250 million to victims. That according to AutoWeek. And feds have been auditing Tesla over the crashes recently. What owners should know was in the auto blog and other headlines I'm seeing about Tesla cars. Tesla denied having fatal crash data until a hacker found it. That from the ARS.
Anyway.
Technica. Cafe anyway. And Tesla sales are routing this year in several European markets. It continued in August amid fierce competition from EV rivals. As we go outside of Cafe Anyway, where we bring you Mike's Daily Podcast, somewhere in Podcaster Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Maritopica. But speaking of Waymos, so Alphabet jumped as the AI-driven spending fuels cloud revenue surge. The Waymo is testing in more than 10 new cities. That is a Google Alphabet thing. New York and Philadelphia, it was testing. In five U.S. cities, driving a total of 71 million miles with passengers through the month of March, Waymo was active in those five cities, driving a total of 71 million miles. The wild card is Waymo, Alphabet's self-driving taxi service. And the other stuff that Alphabet is doing, Google beat expectations for earnings results. Their revenue.
Good morning, Mr. Matthews.
Thank you, children. Now, this was for the second quarter, children. The second quarter, which is always the funnest quarter, isn't it? They beat expectations. Let's see. Advertising revenue is up a strong 10% in search. Their search thing, the Google search thing that people always say, oh, I'll Google and figure that out. And that gets worked into just about every sentence ever said during the day that I hear people say, oh, I'll Google it. And YouTube. Oh, I'll figure out how to do it by watching YouTube. So Alphabet cornered that market, that part of our lives, and is laughing all the way to the bank. Google dominance in search is finally being questioned, though, by ChatGPT. I always say GBT. It's GPT, P as in Polly wants a cracker, ChatGPT and Perplexity. That isn't one I have not used. They are not that huge yet. They got less people using it than people using Copilot. That's the one that Microsoft has. But that might be on the rise. They give more complete answers to questions on ChatGPT and Perplexity. Google search's market is near 90%. And I'm ready to tell you, any degradation of that market share will lead to reduced growth and profitability for Google. Outside a cafe anyway, somewhere in Podcaster Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Maritopica. Look who is here.
Hi, it's Benita the Rodeo Queen. How y'all doing? I brought my horse Nelly out to the cafe anyway outside.
Hey, to this girl, Phil Player, tell you what.
What?
Hey, so I'm just getting all into this internet and whatnot, and it's pretty crazy, and I don't understand it, so I'm going to probably just get right off of it again and tell you what.
What?
Internet.
You know, interesting thing, there is an etiquette to the internet that people just don't seem to follow. It's just common sense and thinking about how would you like to be treated? And oh my gosh, so what I don't understand is people that will email you from work on a weekend. Even more perplexing, perplexity, so perplexing, it's mass perplexity to me, is why people will email you from work on a 3-day weekend. You have 3 days to get away from work, as far away from work as possible, to enjoy your life, to recharge the batteries, to get everything back in order, and people are emailing you. That is inexcusable, and it happens. Oh, it just happened to me recently, and over the last 3-day weekend, and I don't get it. I don't get what I do get is they need to get a life, and they need to stop with, okay. But Mike, why are you checking your emails over the weekend? That's a good question too. So some people say, well, you know, they're just sending it because they're thinking of it right then. And if you check it, it's on you because it's there and you could just ignore it. But how about the fact that you don't have to send an email right now? You know that we're all back to work on Tuesday, let's say. There is a thing on all the emails now, I think definitely Gmail and the Microsoft Outlook and all that, that you can set a time that the email will be sent. You can do that with text too, so you're not waking up somebody at 1 o'clock in the morning. So set it for a later time. We live in 2025. We have the technology. And what's funny is this incident that happened with this person where they're emailing me over a 3-day weekend, they have this technology savviness, this tech savviness. They know better. They know that email has that capability. They're all savvy with all kinds of internet stuff. Oh, I can create a... Look, I can use AI to do this. Beep, pop, 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 pop. I can do this kind of thing. Wow, I'm just magical. Look, I bet you didn't know this. And they're always doing that kind of thing. Did you know this? I can do this. Did you know this? I do this too. And did you know? You probably don't know this because I know it and you don't. Ugh. That's just wild to me.
Oh, wow. That's wild.
Wild.
Yeah, so if I were you, disgruntled player, I'd get back off the internet too. Look who else is here.
Oh my God, my delicious root beer has to right now.
I probably need a little sip. Oh, very good. Very good. So things are happening down there in the basement of Cafe Anyway, where you got the root beer vats, and everyone's cool down there?
Yeah, everyone's cool. Everyone's really great. I have an employee that works for me right now,
too. Do you have any safe spaces?
Safe spaces?
Yes, where people can go to get away from the colonialist mentality. As long as there's a diversity, equity, and inclusion policy, we'll be fine.
She says a lot of words that I don't understand, but she's very helpful and she's cool. So drink the root beer right now. I'll cut you. Oh, boy!
Thank you. Will do. Well, everyone, I would like to thank you for listening to this particular Mike's Daily Podcast. If you'd like to call in and submit an idea or thought or comment or whatever, ever, ever, here's the number to call.
Call Mike at the Cafe Anyway hotline. Area code 510-228-4640.
And with all things having to do with Mike's Daily Podcast, we go to the mainframe and hear from A-Frame, and she's going to tell you all that stuff. So thank you, thank you, thank you, gracias so much for listening. Dunkershire.
That's enough. Put down the mic.
Mike's Daily Podcast is written and produced and performed by Mike Matthews. His podcast is super easy to find. Download or listen to his show and read his blog at mikesdailypodcast.com.
Email Mike now at mikesdailypodcast@gmail.com.
See you tomorrow. Bye.